This episode contains adult themes and language.
Last time, after recovering from the battle, it was time to look forward. Dorwin tackled his first major task as king. A speech to inform the dwarves of their future, new positions in their government, and most importantly, to win the hearts and minds of his subjects. We ended back in a room above a tavern in Atem, where we rejoined Jack, Magnus, and Crom.
Look at each other and
pull out the relevant character sheet.
because you haven't used these ones in quite a few episodes.
Magnus is back, baby. I jazz hands my wet hands and brine goes everywhere.
I wipe the spray out of my eyes.
Which, in the context of like where you are, you're like, I'm back, baby. You're like, we've been sitting here chatting. Like,
it was for what? The listeners. Had you disassociated completely?
Yes. He's gone full Dorwin.
I was method acting.
Kron says to you both, War Chief.
Oh, yeah, that's me now. Hi,
and War Chief's friend.
Hello?
<Da-da-da-da>.
Roll it back. I know. What's your touchstone? Because that weren't Jack's voice.
It appears that Mannerheim is attacking everywhere. Our allies are thin, but we must rebel.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Let's get out and spill some blood.
So where were we at with your awful spear that's ruining everything?
I don't know, but it's making me really fucking angry.
Oh, there it is. He's back, baby.
I'm back, Barbie. As a barbarian.
Hey, Barbie!
Oh, God, no.
What about barbarian, Barbie? BRB making a new character?
You're telling me that they haven't at some point made a probably culturally inappropriate Barbie that's got like fur and a...
I'm looking it up.
culturally inappropriate Barbie. Okay, well, I didn't realise...
It's like, why are all these links...
I'm putting that in for now.
There's a couple on Etsy.
There you go.
Why?
Most of these are like AI-generated barbarian Barbies.
Clearly we're late to the game.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's awful. So you said there was a book on the bed.
Do you remember the book?
No.
Is it the one that
we read that time?
Alas?
Yes.
Oh, it's Alas. Oh, it is Alas.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Alas. Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say Atlas, and I was like, no.
No, that's a game that we'll never play again.
Oh my God, why would you bring it up?
Sorry.
I don't know that.
You brought it up. Like that ship went up into the storage.
It's one of those games, isn't it made by the people who make it Ark?
Yes.
So that gives you an idea of the quality of the engine it's in.
Don't blame the engine, it's an Unreal.
That's fair. We were playing it, and we were like, this game is everything we want. It's a big open world, it's a survival, like, crafty...
An early access survival crafting game.
But it was kind of like, you could play it on a server...
He's calling us out!
He is. You could play it on, like, a server with other people, or you could do, like, a private... And we were playing, it was me, him, and Joe were playing it, and we were having lots of fun, and then we eventually spent ages, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 hours crafting the materials to make a boat.
It's a pirate game.
Yeah, it's a pirate game. Atlas, yeah. Built it. Oh, actually, we want to move it a little bit. Went to do a move and it literally just burst into a million pieces.
Finished building it. That's we put the last panel in and then it instantiated as a thing.
Right.
And then it just clipped into the ground, did a little like Skyrim sort of shake about, and then just exploded into the sky.
Excellent.
And we were like,
well.
And at that moment, we were done with that
game. We'd spent all day building this fucking boat. And it was the most basic ship. And we were like, yep, well, done with that.
I think we only paid like £2 for the game.
It was very cheap.
So we were like, yeah, we're done with this game now.
I mean, that's some enjoyment out of it.
Any enjoyment I had was robbed away.
Yeah. To be fair, that reminds me of the last time I tried to play Skyrim, I'd forgotten that the
engine was linked to the FPS.
Oh, gosh.
So I was trying to start, and the cart was just spinning in a corkscrew going at 900 miles an hour. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, good. You're finally awake.
I was like, feels so... I was like, I've played this game in VR before, so like, if I'd have been doing it then, I would have died.
Oh, my Jesus.
You just start flipping around the room. Someone get it. Someone
it was just so funny because like the horse just stretched into infinity and started corkscrewing, and I was like, what the hell is happening?
No, no. Yeah. That's intended behavior.
Thanks, Todd.
But anyway, yes. What do you remember of Alas?
They were a book creature.
Is a man out of time?
Is it a man? Is it gendered?
Is it a book?
Yes.
We were speaking to them over in what we assume was the original continent. L?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it was they were being hidden from Vardigan by being hidden there and in a different time. Because the power that it could give them was bad.
Possibly.
Possibly bad.
Yeah, I don't think we got...
You gave me a nod there, like, yeah, I'm on it. Almost.
Or are you?
Okay. I mean, I thought I did pretty well.
You did pretty well.
I don't remember anything
other
than
that. I've not even got any
notes. To be fair, no, that, from what your characters know, that is correct.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Well, so... what the shit elf answer did you want from me?
Yeah, but what's actually happening?
Is the book like...
Metairie, what do you think's happening?
You can both have an inspiration, because well-remembered, that was like 40 episodes ago.
That's all I wanted.
That's all I wanted was an inspiration.
You inspire me every day.
Oh, thanks. Not for good things, though, no.
You inspire me to do evil.
You inspire me to get out of this damn town.
This goddamn dead-end town.
This one spinning horse town.
What can you add to that? Because I think we need to catch up everyone else and us.
Yes, there is the consciousness of someone or something in this book.
Mm-hmm. They're a book. That's fine.
Yeah. They weren't always a book.
Whoa.
Funnily enough.
Whoa. It's hard to tell in this world when you can literally get pulled into books.
Yeah. Or you can just polymorph someone into a book.
Yeah,
that is mad. Not all books were always books. Maybe it was an oral history passed down from generation to generation.
Ooh, that would have been really cool.
And then it was a book.
Well, at some point, they were like a bit of stone with carvings on them.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any theories or ideas?
On?
Who this creature was before?
I reckon it might be somewhat related to the sort of same people that Wim is.
I don't know. I wonder if it's another group that is maybe not opposed to Wim's group, but maybe like operating separately.
Similar goals, different ideologies.
Yeah. Maybe they're not aware of each other.
Yeah.
Necessarily. Maybe we're the like bad nexus point between the two. Well, okay. Maybe we are the bad guys.
I mean, yeah, time will tell.
You feel threads of something tugging at your minds as you both have this conversation, possibly in character, using slightly different words.
I mean, that would have been better, but I mean, I'm just not good. Yeah. I don't want to tell you.
That's right. We're metagaming, but in a good way. yes, and you feel a voice say, "You are so close, yet so far. I will tell you of my past. It is I, alas.
Alas.
Alas, it is I, alas. Alas."
Oh, so it's a she.
They.
Because it's alas.
we're not in the dwarven bit anymore. Oh, right.
You feel something tugging at your he.
Quite differently, no. I was an elf. On the far continent of unnamed currently, because everything I come up with is from something else. I'm really struggling
just,
with it.
Just honestly, go like Google Maps, Wales, zoom into like somewhere really remote.
Elfsgarnia.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
Where elf.
Yeah. It's just like, well, that's really stupid. You'd never call anything that. But then you look at a lot of like games and their fantasy locations, you're like, that is the most obvious name.
I honestly have Googled about 15 ideas for this, and every single one was from something I have read or played. And I was like, fuck me.
Look at WoW Place now. Ironforge. Stupid.
Yeah.
But it's great. It makes sense.
Okay.
Maybe the continent of the elves doesn't have a name because no one's ever been there to name it.
The name is lost to time.
All the name is lost to time.
Yes. A name that I no longer remember because the elves were gone so long
the
ago.
The continent of lost time.
Maybe. Lost time.
But with like several Y's in the middle for no reason. And D's.
The continent of Bofada.
Sargonheim.
I mean, the continent that you are currently on is Magnia.
Yes, we know that.
You are aware that there is another continent where the elves came from, and not that long ago they invaded from it.
Australia.
A couple of hundred years or however many it was. So, there's, you know, it's safe to assume there's probably still some elves there that do have a name for it.
Mm.
But this particular elf does not remember, because it was long ago when my people worshipped a god named Stayed, the steady-handed. He abhorred technology, urged us to worship nature and deny and destroy any technology that was found. This was the root of the wars with the distant continent of Magnia, where the peoples here thrived through technology and magical advances and could not understand our elvish way of life and communion with nature.
Huh.
That's kind of the backstory to, like, why there was a load of wars and why they kept just invading out of nowhere.
Yeah, but was the pushback from the elves not less because of they had different ways, but because Vardagon or whatever was trying to force their ways onto them?
It just sounds like religious zealotry to me.
It was more religious zealotry.
Like a crusade.
Yeah, from this god that you've never heard of, who was pushing for this, fermenting this fervor in them to, like, yes, you need to get rid of all technology. Natural magic is the only way. They're destroying the planet. We need to be ecologically friendly.
When they say natural magic, how does that differ to the magic that we know?
They're more like nature-y druids as opposed to, like, studied arcane magic.
It's not, right. It's not oil magic.
Oh!
It's not oil magic, okay. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because, yeah, this whole continent has, like, a blend of, like, technology and magic together.
There's quite a lot of technology here, actually, mm-hmm. for a D&D. It's like, whoa. There's portal guns.
Yeah. But that's because Matt went wild with gnomes.
Gnomes be gnoming.
It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. It's like Matt always eventually gets to a portal gun somehow.
Look, it's always going to be time travel and portal guns and capitalism is evil.
Yep. Can we do it? Can we work out our connection to someone from there? Because we've done it before a few times. We're surprisingly close to some people in the industry.
Yeah.
Without knowing them at all.
Yeah, tangentially. How do you say that?
Tagliatelle.
Word? Tagliatelle. Yeah, we're not a million degrees away.
No.
I think 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I dig it. And we should be more popular. Yes, love us. Spread us to all your friends.
Yeah, that's the difficult thing about trying to promote your podcast within your podcast. Like, guys, listen to the podcast.
Have you tried? Yeah. Podcast user. Well, yes, we do have a podcast.
Let us out.
Are we meta now?
We're locked inside this podcast, and unless you share it with your friends, we're not allowed to leave.
Do you know what? I think some people might be like, do you know what? Keeping them in there?
That's not the way for the world. Yep.
Let's not open that Pandora's box.
Locked in the continent of podcast.
Was that a silent O? Podcast.
It had just three apostrophes.
And two L's. And a Y and a D. And several D. And a sound. Podcast.
It's in Western Wales, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Welshest of Wales.
Alas, tells you, I was a member of the Order of the Quiet Mind, key in trying to discover new ways to defeat nature by communing with the universe.
Defeat nature?
Defeat technology, sorry. No, okay. Defeat technology
that
through
makes
the
far
use
more
of
sense.
Nature.
It's been a long time. He's forgotten whose side he's on. Theron.
However, I opened my mind too far to the universe and saw the truest face of all evil, the devouring darkness.
Okay, I was just imagining if this was a film that just panned to Jack's face. And he's just eating a banana.
Well, but I look directly to camera.
Like, what, Jim from The Office? Yeah.
Something inside me snapped when I saw the horror that will one day end the entire universe. It will not stop devouring. It cannot. My god stayed. I saw the truth. No god were they, but a time traveller, working to bring about a timeline where no one had the power to stop the darkness, because technology and magic had been stymied, and we were too busy fighting wars against each other.
Shit.
Any thoughts?
Shit.
So, stayed. How do you spell that?
STAID.
STAID.
That's not a word, you made that up.
What's that, an anagram? I bet that's an anagram of someone else's name, isn't it?
I mean, if it's only five letters, mate. If we can't work that out.
Mate, you've seen us play Words on Stream.
Oh, God. I feel so called out. I've never been so upset with something that's just true.
We normally just sit there bopping out and let everyone else get the words.
It's like, oh, we're doing so great, guys. We are doing so great.
Come on, everybody. We can do this. While we're just
cracking up a bit.
Getting progressively more pissed. That's words, everyone.
I'm of two minds there because I sometimes am really, really good at words.
Right.
But sometimes I'm also just, as soon as like there's like, oh, it's an invisible letter that could be wrong. I'm like,
I should just
out.
Give everyone. It's essentially like, how do I explain
it's
words?
Like anagram thing. It's you get a random bunch of letters, and you're like, you have to find all the words in this, and you're like, cool, that's fun. And then you get to like one of the levels, and it's like, oh, one of these letters you can't see now, and you got to make it up. Yeah, and then it's like,
one of them's fake.
One of them's not a real letter.
Yep. And then you sometimes get them where, as you get to the later levels, you've only got four or five letters. But they're absolutely
all five letter
bonkers.
Words as well.
Yeah, and you've got to get all five letter words. Oh, it's mad.
And you can't see any of the letters until you get one of the words. It's like, oh, fuck off. Yeah.
but anyway.
Yeah, we digress. So yeah, what are your thoughts and feelings about this?
Well, if we need to unite magic and technology...
Obviously, I feel called out because it's two time travelers. Yeah, as Dan called in, I think, episode 5.
Oh, there it is.
Do I get an inspiration?
You already had one.
We've got inspiration at home.
Can I go back in time and give myself an inspiration?
Oh, don't. Nice try, because you know he's going to go for that.
Actually, can I go forward in time and get myself an inspiration for the last boss fight?
We have an inspiration.
That's why I want a bank one.
You know what? If you can remember it, yes.
Sweet. Oh, that's the real end game.
So I'm now questioning who's really here to help us. I guess a common enemy is the way to go.
Do we?
There might be for the wrong reasons.
Okay. We need to focus on our immediate goal.
Yes, we have people we know that are in danger. And we need to get them.
And that makes me angry.
It makes you really angry.
So mad.
Makes my hands wet.
Wetter than an otter's pocket.
They get brinier when I'm angry.
Oh, God.
They get saltier.
They're crust up like the rim of a margarita glass.
I have the power of salt and anime on my side.
I don't know why, but in my head that came out like, only man, rim of a margarita glass.
He's the only man I've ever seen that could rim a margarita glass with his bare hands and live to tell the tale.
Magnus working behind the bar. Yeah. Just cuts up a glass, just sort of scoops it around in his hand, puts it down.
Like salt, baby, just spray it in people's faces.
People think I'm always like polishing the glass at the bar, but actually I'm just putting the salt on the rim.
You're trying to polish it, but you're sanding it down.
All the glasses in that place are like
brushed. Shivs.
Right, I know I've brought it up, but the spear, where are we at with that?
Okay,
because we cannot go charging into Manaheim with everyone knowing where we are. No, we will not last any time at all.
We had a plan for that, didn't we? Or a goal for that?
Yeah, huss it in the ocean.
No, we didn't want to huss it, but...
Alas, speaks again.
Hi, Alas.
Contained within this book, the Book of Infinite Futures, a magical book that could possibly break your curse... I created this book to add all of my knowledge and rituals to power a magic that could change the timeline. This, however, proved fruitless. It lacked all of the energy required. A mysterious stranger one day appeared to me, though, and told me that if I wanted to see the end of the darkness, I must sacrifice my consciousness into the book to power it. With nothing left to lose, and my mind shattered, I poured my consciousness into the book, making this powerful artifact. However, a man named Vardigan stole this book from the
Bastard
elves
man.
During one of our great invasions.
Why did you bring it with you?
At that point, like, Alas was like, I can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, I suppose,
someone
yeah.
just goes, oh, cool, a book.
Oh, nice book. No!
Full of ancient magics that could possibly defeat them.
Yeah, okay.
And he unlocked the key to its magic, but... arrived back in Mannerheim too late to stop the assault on the city. And I see you have those faces. Yes. That's not the history you know, is it?
No. That sounds like...
I don't know shit about fuck, though.
That sounds like a bastard man has changed the narrative to suit his own ends. Did he do it with time travel?
The council's newest advisor, a name you may recognize, Silas Sozi.
Oh, yeah. Kaiser Sozi. I'm so sorry. Didn't we kill them?
Yeah.
Except they've changed it again. Oh, my God.
Spoke sweet nothings into Vardigan's mind, corrupting him and convincing him to instead use the power of the book to change time and arrive in time to drain the council and create a barrier of magic around Mannerheim, becoming a hero in the people's eyes and taking control of the city.
So Vardigan is just a little pawn.
Yeah. So he's used your book. And the energy that was lacking, he sucked out of the council.
Out of a load of magic, cool wizards. One guy that got yeeted into a brain in a jar.
So what we're learning from that is perhaps the people of Mannerheim aren't as with Vardigan as we thought. Well, they are, but if we could find a way to show them what happened.
I feel like there's not really any way we're going to get that truth out there in a way that people are going to believe.
Not
without
easily.
A similar degree of power.
But I mean, it's a plan, isn't it? But I think the immediate is to get people rescued.
Yeah, because we can't do that on our own.
No.
Yeah.
But there's a plan there.
I mean.
Vardigan was convinced this would be a more surefire way of defeating the darkness. He could stockpile all of the magic and items he could find to create an army with which to wipe out the darkness once and for all. Or so he thought.
So he had good intentions originally.
Mm. The road to hell is paved with good intentions and magic books.
And a lovely diner.
Hidden away the book was until it was stolen by the very mysterious man that urged me to pour my consciousness into the book.
Wim has it.
And he said, "Ooh, what a pretty book. What a shame it would be to leave you here in the dark all alone. How about we move you somewhere where you might find some friends soon?" And, lo and behold, not long after, Jack and Magnus turned up.
Sorry.
When you say not long, are you...
Not long in their context of time.
In the consciousness of an elf who are, you know, quite...
Quite
vital anyway.
No, I was there for like a week.
Oh.
It's almost like time travel shenanigans, and they placed a prophecy to force you to do that and just did it recently.
So Wim had some ancient thing, and it's just like we got there like a week late.
Bloody hell. Well,
yeah, Wim was like, "Yeah, it's an ancient prophecy. I'm just going to seed it in some books to make it look ancient so you follow it."
We've been so played from the start. Like a fiddle.
God damn. I like the way next time we see Wim, we notice that he's just like really good at hiding in the shadows. You wake up and he's just like, "Shit, I'm still in."
Yes, he's been pulling the strings to, as you know, try and get a better future.
Yeah.
As if he's got some other antagonist in the background that, you know, is beyond your pay grade.
I don't know, at this point I feel like from day one everything was beyond my pay grade, so at this point I feel like I should just get access to the stuff. I've got some back pay is what I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure I've got some PTO, so
you've all got
that.
A lot of toil time.
Yeah, exactly. There's nowhere to go on holiday, everybody's at war now.
But yes, I have the power within me to drain the curse from this artifact.
Oh, if you could do that, please.
Will require a sacrifice.
Kron?
A requirite?
Do you want Kron to sacrifice?
Oh, right, okay.
Hang on.
No, do you know what? Okay,
do you mean a literal sacrifice?
Yeah, can we be... I don't want... Look.
Can we not... Let's not genie this.
Yeah, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this.
The monkey's paw just slowly up.
Put that finger back up, boy. Like, I know you're a talking book, but we've learnt a lot recently, and I don't need more... Speak plainly. That's what I'm saying. I don't need more. Well, it requires that, and then some big riddle. It's like, no. Yeah. What do you need?
Speak plainly, book, or I'll rip out your spine.
I need the memories and life experiences of someone. I need them to be sacrificed to me. Power, the magic to erase one thing, I must have another.
Right, so you need to turn... So, right, season four of Doctor Who.
Damn it! I don't. The thing is, I don't even think about it, but I'm like, yeah, that's fully
with,
that.
With Donna, right? Where yeah. she has to like have her mind wiped, yeah.
Okay, so we'll go find Catherine Tate.
Gooseberry and cinnamon.
Fuck us, Imogen and I.
Right, so who has had a bad time? I know that doesn't help. We could remove those bad memories. They could start.
I mean, to be fair, Kron's not had a great time.
Kron's had a terrible
Kron
time.
Kron is struggling.
His entire clan, as far as he knows, was destroyed by Mannerheim.
Mm-hmm.
He was used as a slave on Barton Karloff's farm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he was forced to unwittingly be a traitor to his entire cause at Manor and get everyone killed and kidnapped.
Okay, Kron's here. He's hearing yeah. all this. I'm just going to look at Kron, see if he picks up.
I understand what I must do, Warchief.
Well, that's volunteering.
Yeah. I mean, this is a net positive for you too, Kron, I think.
Okay.
Oh, okay. At that point, you know, Magnus was a little bit wary. Full recovery and respect for Kron.
Yeah.
He's willing to literally melt his brain off.
What? I'll just open the book and like push it against his face. I don't.
It was almost a moment. Nothing's happening. You're just sort of like smushing it around a little bit.
I don't quite understand how this is supposed to go.
Alas, is like. Okay, can that not have happened, please?
And as you pull the book slightly further back, the book floats from Jack's hand.
I think we should get some moments with Kron first, though.
Well, he's your boy now.
Okay, I'll ask Kron, is this definitely what you want to do?
If it will save everyone, yes.
I mean, we'll try.
You're not inspiring confidence in me, Warchief.
That's all right, you'll forget that in a second. Okay, you're not allowed to talk. Bear in mind, I know I don't have it, because you know like when you try and play an int character, like 20 int character, and you're not very smart?
Yeah. Yes, I know it well.
But my point, you'll probably pick up on this, my point is I'm playing a 20 charisma character.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not that charismatic. I haven't got to the riz, as they would say.
What do you want the end outcome of the conversation
I
to
want
be?
Kron to, first of all, he is consenting to this.
Yep.
And I want to make it clear to him that what he's doing is our absolute best chance and that he will be remembered, which is really the only way to be immortalized anyway. Probably. It's probably someone else in this weird world, but yeah, probably just actually be immortal.
I was going to say, you've met like but six immortals.
For a bugbear, probably the most way you can be. We will sing songs, because he's a bard now.
He is, yeah.
Of him. In fact, you want to write your own song? And we'll play.
Warchief, I have penned my own epic ode.
I will take that and put
Please
it in, like, in my top pocket, you know.
Sing it. Sing songs of this day.
We will.
Epic ode attack!
Oh, God. Yeah, so I'll just, you know, that is what I want of the outcome. Thank him profusely, obviously.
Yep, a single tear drops down his face.
Was he particularly friends with anyone in Manor?
Yeah, like all of them, to be fair.
No, but was there one like a standout? Or
probably Nell.
Nell?
Yeah.
Nell, okay.
But yeah, they all, since he's been a bard, they've all kind of loved him because he's kept the morale up until he, you know, traitorized.
I'll tell him that we will save Nell and she will be proud of you. And, you know, his little bugbear tear, maybe.
You were always the best Warchief I have ever had.
I really have been.
In this timeline or any other.
Correct. That is spot on. Does Jack feel sad and doesn't know why?
a single tear rolls down my face. But I don't understand.
It's like losing your oath in Baldur's
Makes you
Gate,
angry.
Where it's yeah. just like, something is gone, but you don't know what.
Something feels off.
Something is gone, but you don't know shit about fuck.
And yeah, Kron, with a single tear, says,
alas, what must I do?
And alas floats, and the book pages flip open, and they say, place your hand upon my pages, and all of your troubles will disappear. Places his hand on the book and says,
losing memory sacrifice attack!
I don't know what I expected.
And there is a blinding flash of light, and you're both kind of like, blinking away bright spots for a second.
Oh, great heavens.
And when you do, the book is shut, but moving around. Yep.
Like a pokeball.
Kind of like a pokeball.
Yeah.
And then on that third little jiggle,
I hold B down.
It flips open. Kron flies out, lands face first on the floor, spins around, on like turns around and goes, who are you?
Friends. Friends.
What is friend?
We are, if not friend, then why friend-shaped?
Oh my God.
Can I take inspiration away?
Please. Because, yeah, I mean, he's a bugbear.
I mean, yeah, that's what I just had the thought as he was coming out of the book. Like, is he going to be back to being...
No, but he's fresh, isn't he? He is a baby. Yeah, but he's fresh, he's baby. Like, why? He's not got any instinct. Why would he want to do that?
Just... you know what?
I mean, he didn't have much instinct anyway.
Like a baby, I'm going to roll a d20 to see who he imprints on.
Oh, God. Go downstairs to that woman that owns the inn.
To be fair, do you want to do that? Do you want to just...
No, I feel
give
like...
him a new life?
We could just shoo him away. Oh, no, he'll get torn to pieces in the city.
And we need every pair of hands we could get.
We do, but I don't want to drag him back into the same trauma that we've just freed him from.
Maybe we should shoo him away. It will
hurt.
I thought
he said us. Shoot him.
We should take him out back.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, your part's
Jesus.
Done.
come on, little buddy.
I think we should just we should like get out of our room and like, you know.
Yeah.
But
is
what,
that
is a bugbear in Manaheim?
Well, you're in.
Is
ATEM.
It within ATEM?
Oh, yeah. We are in ATEM. Of course we are.
Bugbears, I would say, are like unusual, but not like oh god, kill it. If you know what I mean, like other races and things
and
are
he's,
around.
And he's clearly okay. Chill. So,
but he's gonna be just as lost out there. That feels like we're really failing him.
I don't know if it's that thing of I don't. Yeah, we might be, but if we pull him along with us and cause him trauma again, we've actively failed him. And I don't know if Magnus can take it again.
I'm really enjoying this moral quandary that I've accidentally thrust upon you.
What if we secure him a better future?
How?
I love it.
By
how?
Making sure there is one.
Yes.
Can bugbears... Right, ATEM's a port town, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can bugbears swim?
Does anyone want to find out?
God. you spray water.
You've risen into the sea.
Yeah. Well, the other option is there's a lot of destiny and fate in that going on.
Will we
leave him to his own devices, he might find us again.
If you love him, set him free.
Well, and if so, maybe this is what he's meant for. But if not, and he goes and finds another life.
Yeah, but we're talking about destiny and fate, but our destiny has been manipulated by a madman who travels in a police box.
No! it's Learman's tiny hut, actually. Oh,
Learman's bigger on the inside hut.
Well, what do you think?
I say we take him down to the docks.
Sell his body for money.
Those kidneys got to be worth something.
How much are a bugbear pancreas? Yeah, we find him a job on a ship and we get him away from here. Away from all this fuckery.
Yeah, but it sounds like everywhere that is of the known world isn't good.
Currently, this continent is on fire in war.
And it doesn't sound like that people freely travel between the continents. Currently.
No. As far as any of you were aware before this started, there weren't really other continents other than you knew horrible attacking forces came from somewhere across the sea.
Mm. I don't know what's best for him. And because I don't know what's best for him, I don't think we should decide.
We clearly can't be trusted with anyone's destiny, not even our own. I feel so used at this point. I don't want to be responsible for doing the same thing to somebody else.
Yeah.
Very noble.
What in what way? In that you'll feel bad if we leave him or if we drag him with us and cause the same problem?
Either way, I would
it's
just...
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But at least one's out of sight. I'm sorry, but that's just how people work. Some it is sometimes easier to deal with things when they're not thrust in your face all the time.
Does he know who he is?
Well, he's
Who are you, buddy?
Oh, that's a good... Yeah, so.
I am Kron, but I do not know what this means.
I think that's your name.
The mouth noise I am known by is Kron.
Fart. I like that.
Okay, so he is fully factory reset then is what we're
doing. Yeah. Tell us about yourself. Where do you come from? Where did you go?
My name is Cotton Edge.
He's been brain reset
a long time ago.
Why are you asking him these questions?
I want to know what
love is.
I want you to show me.
Oh, God. I knew this was just a big romance.
I kiss Kron on the forehead tenderly.
I give him a little kiss on the bottom.
He turns to you and he says, I remember only fighting. At a young age.
Oh, God.
A warband.
I thought we'd freed him.
We were in battle. I do not recall why or with who. Where are my family?
I don't know. We've only just met you. And this is crazy.
But please get out of our room. Please stop calling people. We're really stuck on this.
Yeah.
I think we should, what have we done to our boy? We could... Okay. We go downstairs. We convince the woman who owns the sleepy dragon? The dragon sleepy? The dragon D's?
It was one of the first two.
The establishment we are currently in.
Yeah.
To let him work here.
Right.
We know where he is. We can come check on him later.
He has gainful employment. He may end up embroiled in manor anyway because it's a safe house.
But
this one's not a manor house. It's just a general.
It was just a little shipping town. Yeah, but it doesn't.
The city itself was kind of like we don't like these guys with all these magic hunting guards around the city, but we're gonna kind of try and stay out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I think this is a good place.
It's the safest place for
him. And also, talk about a sleeper agent. He literally doesn't remember who he is.
We just need a reactivation word.
What is his sentence? Something that would never be said normally.
Well, I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say Naruto run in front of him.
He's like...
So I think... Yeah,
memory restore attack! And I hit him with a book.
So I think... I like that. I like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
We've given him a new life. He's not completely directionless.
We know where he is.
We know where he is. We know he's safe.
It seems that the woman that runs this place is pretty solid. She's helped us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was, a friend to the cause, but not part of manor.
And we know that if Kron's nature is as it was, he is just happy to be somewhere and to be helping.
He does just like to have a purpose.
Yeah.
Has he still got an instrument with him?
Yeah.
I gesture to it and be like, Kron, do you play?
And he pulls it out and he looks at it and he goes,
said maybe.
And he rolls a performance check. And he goes to strum it and snaps every single string.
Oh.
Goes, is that what is supposed to happen?
I think we should just be like, so are you going to turn down our room or?
Turn down for what?
Forsooth.
Turn down forsooth.
You work here.
Oh, in this inn. I am so sorry. I will get back to what.
It's quite all right.
Well, and he kind of asides and goes, "What do I need to do? I've forgotten."
I show him how to make a bed.
What, carpentry or?
Sure. Yeah, I'll just be like, well, you know, you just sort of tuck the blankets in and just so make it.
We have a crontage of teaching him how to. I like that.
Yeah.
Can we just end there and have a not miserable ending for one episode?
You what? Yes. Yeah. We will. I'll just.
Okay.
montage it as, yeah, you speak to the innkeeper and you just see this conversation happening in the background. Yes, of course, I'll take him in. I'm so sorry. I don't know how he's lost his memory. Yes, I'll make sure to nurse him back. We'll get the best help in. He'll be safe here.
That's good. I like that.
And then we fade to black with you two walking away from the city, one of you holding a spear, which is now no longer glowing.
The Nerds.wav D&D podcast is an actual play podcast with players interacting with the world to create an improvised narrative. All additional homebrew elements, unless credited, have been created by us here at Nerds.wav. If you'd like to interact with us further, you can find us in all the normal places under the handle Nerds.wav, that's Nerds, D-O-T, Wav, or our email nerds.wav@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.